low-emission cars subsidized and a fee added to some high emitters. The latest One News Colmar Brunton poll found 51% were in support, 39% opposed, and 10% did not know. The groups of people who were more likely than average to support the scheme were Green Party vote supporters, Wellingtonians, Labour supporters, Asian New Zealanders, and people aged 18 to 34. Those who were more than likely against were national supporters, people living in Waikato, men aged 35 and over, and New Zealand Europeans. The government proposed earlier this month to give discounts for electric, hybrid, and fuel efficiency vehicles and put a fee on high emitters sold in the country for the first time. It would begin in 2021. Well, yeah, we got to do something, I suppose, isn't it? Yeah,
that was interesting as well.
Yes, it's good to start thinking about these things for our future generations, that they still have a good planet to live in.
Yeah,
I suppose. Yeah. So it's now. So what do you think about that, Bae? Is it a good idea?
Yeah.
Do you support it? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. How about you, Kira May? Do you support it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You support good. It?
Yeah. You're not too sure. When you buy a car, which one do you want? Electric or petrol? Petrol. How about you?
I'd rather choose electric because then I don't have to keep using money to fill it up.
That's right.
That's so
and
expensive.
It's good for the environment.
Exactly.
Isn't
yeah.
It? Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. And that is our local news. Yes. Right. So now, how about you, Shine? How was your week, by the way?
Good. It's very busy these days. Very, very busy. I've started university again.
Ooh,
this
yes.
is the last time I was on radio. And I've also been working pretty hard. But
are you picking up a lot of hours now? Are
yes,
you?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's quite nice, actually.
Yes.
Quite
how
nice
long
job.
Do you have to work for?
I work Fridays and Saturdays as well. Sometimes
yes.
Thursdays.
Yes, so late nights, isn't it? Yeah,
it's nighttime during during weekdays and then during the day on.
So it's not
Saturdays.
That dark.
No, not really. It's it is, but like I have people that I walk with and stuff at night, so it's
nice.
Quite nice.
Yeah,
there's just been a robbery at St. Luke's, so just like literally just like 10 minutes ago, 20 minutes ago.
What sort of robbery is that?
It's armed robbery at Michael Hill.
Oh my gosh.
No, really?
Yeah.
So are they getting some of the jewelry rather than the money?
They had their 40th anniversary.
What? The Michael Hill?
Yeah.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, they've been made for 40 years.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're so very prominent jewelers, Kiwi jewelers, isn't it, Michael Hill?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So now we should go on to our Bulili news.
Yay.
What have you got there for us, Bailey?
My report is the continuation from last week where we have covered about things you can do right now to build a child's confidence. Confidence is vitally important to a child's future, happiness, health, and success. Confident children are better equipped to deal with peer pressure, responsibility, frustrations, challenges, and both positive and negative emotions. You, the child's parents and teachers, are the key factor in developing a child's confidence. There are 25 things you can do to build a child's confidence, and we have covered the 9 things last week. This week will be the next 5 things.
Yes.
So since we did 9, I'm going to start with 10.
Yes.
Set aside time when you give them undivided attention. Parents, your child recognizes when your mind is on something else or when you're not giving him your undivided attention. Number 11, encourage them to try a theater class. Theater classes are a great way to boost confidence. Trying something new helps children feel capable, and theater teaches them to speak confidently in front of others and expand their comfort zone.
Nice.
So, number 12, praise them the right way. Simply showering children with praise isn't effective, but praising kids the right way can certainly build their self-esteem. 13. Let them overhear you speaking positively about them to others. Another quick, easy way to boost a child's confidence is to accidentally let them hear you praising his great achievements and efforts to others. 14. Resist comparing them to others. Avoiding comparing children to siblings or classmates with questions like, why can't you behave like him or her? Or, look how well your sister does in school. Why can't you do that? 15. Give age-appropriate tasks around the house or classroom. When kids do chores or small jobs, they feel that they are making a valuable contribution.
Contribution, yeah.
Which gives them a sense of compensation.
Competence
and confidence. Give your child age-appropriate responsibilities, like making the bed, feeding the dog, or any animals you have, setting the table, folding her or his clothes, picking up toys, and etc.
Yes, that's good. Now, speaking of that, Bay.
Yes.
What do you think about resist comparing them to others? Do you hear that a lot?
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
sometimes.
You do? Whereabouts? Where do you hear that a lot? Sometimes you go, why can't you do that? Your sister is doing well and that kind of thing.
Maybe like at home
because
some people like have siblings that they would like to compare themselves with.
Yes, and your siblings always compete each other, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you tell me my best one was, I would say about 10 to 13.
Yeah? Okay. That's good. Awesome. Thank you, Bailey. How about you, Kira?
Helping kids identifying and express feelings. Learning to identify and express feelings in a positive way helps kids develop the skills they need to manage them effectively. Here are some tips on how to encourage your child to express their feelings. Kids experience complex feelings just like adults. They get frustrated, excited, nervous, sad, jealous, frightened, worried, angry, and embarrassed. However, young kids usually don't have the vocabulary to talk about how they are feeling. Instead, they communicate their feelings in other ways. Kids can express their feelings through facial expressions through their body, their behavior, and play. Sometimes they may act out their feelings in physical, inappropriate, or problematic ways. From the moment kids are born, they start learning the emotional skills they need to identify, express, and manage their feelings. They learn how to do this through their social and interactions and relationships with important people in their lives, such as parents, grandparents, and
carers.
Being a parent means you've got a really important role to play in helping kids understand their feelings and behaviors. Kids need to be shown how to manage their feelings in positive and constructive ways. When kids learn to manage their emotions in childhood, it leads to positive attitudes and behavior later in life. Kids who learn healthy ways to express and cope with their feelings are more likely to be empathetic and supportive of others, perform better in schools and their career, have more positive and stable relationships, have good mental health and well-being, display less behavior problems, display resilience and copying skills.
Coping skills.
Yeah. Feel more competent, capable, and confident. Have a positive sense of self.
Nice. That is very good.
So that was all about emotions.
Yes, emotions. So you need to... So do you know what that means, Kira May? That, you know, that children apparently cannot verbalize. You know what verbalize means?
Cannot talk
about how they feel. But rather, they act it out or they just show it on how they, you know, their behaviors.
So how many tips was that again? Do you know how much that was? How many tips?
Eight.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot.
For an
awesome.
8-year-old,
yes,
yeah. A lot.
That's great stuff, Kira May. Thank you. And you can make sure you do keep these things that you've covered because they're very useful and you can share them with your classmates
or teachers.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Because sooner or later they will come up in your schooling. This type of things, yeah?
Definitely.
Yeah, and she had to learn about it by herself.
Yes.
You know, with other people.
Absolutely.
And the older you get, the more useful that is.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely, yes.
And the more you know about it.
Correct. True. And the more you're aware of it and how you should be feeling about it. Okay, I think it's time for another music for us. Please shine before we carry on.
I like the music parts, actually.
Yes.
All right, personal favorite again, Hana Pana by James Reid and Nadine Lustre.
Yes. Yes.
Inaasa ang pagkakataon Nakakabigla para bang sinadra at tinata ng panahon Kila agad akong nahulog ng hindi napapansin Pero taghana ko'y mukhang di tayo pagtatagpuin Pinili kong lumayo ngunit pilitin may bumabalik sa'yo Ganong kadaling alisin ka sa buhay kong ito Sinubog kong ibig ng iba Pero di rin nawala Ang pag-ibig ko sa'yo Sa tuwing kapiling siya'y ikaw ang nasa isip At kahit maging panaginip May ikaw'y nakapaligid
sa pagsasamang muli.
Para sa'yo at para sa'kin, natangi lang na langi.
Ay, happy ending ba na muli?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, kahit mapanggap di matatago na ang iyong
Yes, I hope nahanap-hanap na talaga. Ayan. So, now we come to our public community service. Yes, I think Sharon got some community service to share.
Okay. Just a reminder to our kababayans in the South Island, consular services for Filipinos in Auckland and the surrounding areas are from the 22nd to the 26th of August, 2019. Oh, sorry. Kababayans in the North Island. yes, the Philippine Embassy's mobile consular team will render consular services to Filipinos in Auckland and the surrounding areas on the following schedule. Thursday, the 22nd of August, from 9 to 6. Friday, the 23rd of August, 9 to 6. Saturday the 24th, 9 to 6, Sunday the 25th of August, 9 to 6, and Monday the 26th of August from 9 to 6 as well. And this will be in the conference room of the Kiwi International Hotel. That's 411 Queen Street, Auckland City. And the consular services will be as follows: passport issuance, renewal or replacement, civil registration, for example, reports of births and marriages, authentication and notarization of legal documents, NBI fingerprinting and certification, latest passport size photos will be required for that one, and Philippine citizenship retention, reacquisition and administering of oath of allegiance. Consular appointment system. In order to deliver more efficient consular services, the Philippine Embassy has implemented an online appointment system. So that means that there is no more walk-in policy. For the consular services in Auckland, appointments can be made online through philembassynzl.appointy.com. The appointment system will be opened from... Oh, it's open now. Yes. So yes, yeah. If you want to... have an appointment with the consular services, please go online through that website. Alrighty.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ayan. So, wag nyo pong kalimutan, i-re-report namin uli yan next Sunday kasi mahalaga po yan na alam natin na padating po sila dito sa Auckland. Eh, makakasave talaga kayo ng pera na pupunta pa kayo ng Wellington otherwise. Doon nyo gagawin ang kailangan nyong gawin. Ayan. And speaking of which, maghahanap buhay po tayo. Saan ka pa pupunta? Of course, sa Wheels on West na. Good quality or no to low deposit. Great service, easy finance, overseas license, work or work permit, or even bad credit, not a problem. Wheels on West can help. Can't find the car you want in Auckland? No problem. Wheels on West can order the car you need straight from Japan. For any inquiries, please contact Dante Salvador on his cell phone at 021-349-318 or on his landlines on 09827-7723. You can also fax your requirements
at 827-7760 or send it by email to dante@wigglesonwest.co.nz. But why not check out Dante's website now at www.wigglesonwest.co.nz to choose from the selection of choice cars on offer. Wilson West Limited, trading us cheaper cars, located at 3003B Great North Road, New Lynn in Auckland. Wilson West, our best price is the best price. Ayan ang ating hanap buhay this afternoon.
Yeah, it's useful if you don't have a car and maybe correct. You want one.
Absolutely. Right. And I think we should go on our Philippine News already time. Ayan, Philippine yes. News time. This is Samut Sari, Philippine News.
All right. In Philippine News, President Duterte calls for the creation of a department for overseas Filipinos. On July 22nd, President Duterte reiterated his call for Congress to pass a law to establish a department of overseas Filipinos in his fourth State of the Nation address. In his speech, Duterte cited the signing of a bilateral labor agreement with Kuwait in May 2018 as proof that he is committed to stopping the abuses faced by overseas Filipino workers. He stated, "This administration's Malasakit at Servicio program has, of course, reached the Filipinos who labor in foreign lands. To ensure their welfare, protection, and their access to government services, the establishment of the Department of Overseas Filipinos is needed to sufficiently address that particular need." President Duterte previously ordered all recruitment of Filipino workers for jobs abroad be put under the control and supervision of the government so as to protect OFWs from abusive recruitment agencies. This current call comes after reports of abysmal working conditions, abuse, and exploitation of OFWs. President Duterte has supported the creation of a department dedicated to overseas Filipino workers since his presidential campaign in 2016, and approximately 600,000 mobilized to support him.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And in other Philippine news, the Trump administration is ending family reunification programs for Filipino and Haitian World War II veterans. On Friday, the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services announced that it will end both the Filipino World War II Veterans Parole Program and the Haitian Family Reunification Parole Program, both created to promote family reunification. The Filipino World War II Veterans Program was introduced in 2016, which enabled Filipino veterans, those who were green card holders or U.S. citizens, to request that certain family members be allowed into the United States, whether temporarily or permanently. Speaking at the time, U.S. Senator Mazie Hirono said, "Facing a decades-long backlog, thousands of our aging Filipino World War II veterans have been unable to reunite with their family members still living in the Philippines. But thanks to the Filipino World War II Veterans Parole Program, nearly 300 families have been reunited in America." Both the Filipino program and the Haitian equivalent, which was introduced in 2014, will soon come to an end. The U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services Acting Director Ken Cuccinelli had this to say. "Under these categorical parole programs, individuals have been able to skip the line and bypass the proper channels established by Congress. With the termination of these programs, these individuals will no longer be permitted to wait in the United States for their family-based green card to become available, consistent with the rules that apply to the rest of the world."
That's awesome yeah. news. Mm-hmm. It's about time, isn't it? Mm. Because they did a great service to the U.S.
Yeah, they're actually ending it.
And also, are they?
Yeah,
finishing it. Oh,
so the veterans who haven't been able to go back to the Philippines to see their families, that program allowed for their family members to come to America instead.
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay. So, but that's finishing too?
They're ending it now.
They're ending it.
The Trump administration.
But I thought they have...
It's the Trump administration that's stopping it.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, what the heck? I didn't even know that that actually was happening, but it's very... And, yes, so on that note, we have another Hanap Buhay to our dearest listeners, J&M Foods and Butchery Limited. Ay, may magandang balita. Makakabili na kayo ngayon ng katakam-takam at pagkasarap-sarap na mabuhay products ng J&M Foods and Butchery Limited sa iba't ibang panig ng Oakland at mga karatig bayan. Hanapin lamang ang mabuhay products ng J&M Foods and Butchery Limited sa piling tindahang Pinoy sa Oakland, Hamilton, Rotorua, Tauranga at Wellington. Tikman ang mabuhay products at tiyak inyong maiibigan. Lasapin ang linamnam ng katakam-takam at pagkasarap-sarap na mabuhay barbecue cooking on-site. Every Thursday at Otaho Flea Market, every Saturday at Utara Flea Market, and every Sunday at Morens Road, St. John's. O di kaya ay magsadya sa licensed premises ng J&M Foods and Butchery Limited sa 3-15 Manuroa Road, Takanini. At makakapili kayo ng mas marami pang produkto tulad ng imported Philippine products, mga lutong bahay, priskong karning baka, baboy, tupa, manok, isda at marami pang iba. Maaari ding itawag ang order ninyo sa telepono 299-3179 or sa 021-675-981. At hindi lang yan, bibigyan kayo ng J&M Foods and Butchery Limited ng loyalty card at sa ika-anim ninyong order ay tatanggap kayo ng pabuya. Tangkilikin ang sariling atin. Mamili sa J&M Foods and Butchery Limited. Ayan. I think before tayo mag-greeting, Shine, meron na naman ba tayong magandang awitin?
Apple the app, it's more fun in the Philippines.
More fans, as always.
In the Luzon, Visayas, Mindanao, it's more fun. Boracay, Palawan, Taglaytay, it's more fun. Pampanga, Manila, Batangas, it's more fun. Baguio, Cebu, and Subic, Mabuhay! Welcome to my town, welcome to my city. A special place, everything looks pretty. Let's go somewhere, let's hop into a jeepney. I wanna take you all around. So many things to do in town. See the beauty, hear the sounds. This is where paradise is found. Places to go, things to see. Welcome to my home, my country. Beautiful sights, I want you to see. It's more fun than the Philippines. Oh yeah. It makes you feel like in a dream. Oh yeah. It's more fun than the Philippines. Oh yeah. It makes you feel like in a dream. White sands, blue water. You can take a walk. It's so soft. You should take your shoes off. You can walk along the beach. Sun shining on your feet. Unwind then dine. Our food is unique. Go dancing in the moonlight. Move with the breeze. See the sunrise shine through the tall palm trees. See the scene of the city. If you want the nightlife, go enjoy the town and go party all night. Places to go, things to see. Welcome to my home, my country. Beautiful sights, I want you to see. It's more fun in the Philippines. Oh yeah. It makes you feel like in a dream. Oh yeah. It's more fun in the Philippines. Oh yeah. It makes you feel like in a dream.
taste the food and enjoy the hospitality. Everyone is welcome, you are part of the family. We can go surfing or we can go diving. We can see the sights on all the different islands. Oh, it's the beauty, all the things you should see. So come to Mindanao and feel the unity. Looks like paradise, yeah. See it with your eyes. You can do so many things, just tell me what you like.
Places to go, things to see. Welcome to my home, my country. Beautiful sights, I want you to see. It's more fun in the Philippines.
Oh, yeah.
It makes you feel like in a dream.
Oh, yeah.
It's more fun in the Philippines.
Oh, yeah.
It makes you feel like in a dream. It's more fun in the Philippines.
Yes, more fun in the Philippines, definitely.
Yes.
Ayan. You guys have been in the Philippines?
Yes, we have. We want to go back, but
yeah. Not yet?
No, not yet.
Later?
Yeah. Maybe on Christmas.
On Christmas, you think? So, how do you find the Philippines?
A map.
Oi! Clever girl. But anyway, when you were there, what do you think of Philippines?
Burning hot.
Burning hot? What else?
Fun.
Fun? What did you do?
We swing on the green thing outside of Mama Noma's
there was
house.
There was a swimming pool, and it was like so fun.
And there was
the hotel.
Swing.
Yeah. Did you guys go to the beach?
And we get to see our cousins and family there as well.
Yes. Mm. But how about the food? Do you like the Filipino food?
Yes.
Yes? Do you like rice?
Yes, I love rice. I want rice with everything.
Hello, hello.
Hello, yeah.
Hello, hello. What is hello, hello? Do you know what hello, hello
it's
is?
It's like a dessert with corn in it and stuff.
Yes, it's yum, isn't it? Awesome. So you like to go back one day?
Yes, maybe.
Maybe, yeah, if you're very, very... If you behave yourself, yeah? And then you got an honors? After school. Oh, nice. Anyway, and let's go to our showbiz balita.
It would be fun.
Yes. Gazini Ganados, Ganados' mom on Miss Universe 2019 battle plan. What's a mom? Miss Universe Philippines 2019, Gazini Ganados is under immense pressure to score a back-to-back win for the Philippines in the upcoming Miss Universe competition. What is her current strategy to get the crown? Gazini tells the press at the July 31st media conference for her latest endorsement deal that would be a secret for now for you to look forward to it. I'll just best represent the Philippines authentically in my own ways. Jonas Gafford, the former head of Aces and Queens Beautycom, says Gazini has a very strong stage presence. It's very important in Miss Universe and any other pageant, he points out. The new creative and events director of the Miss Universe Philippines brand acknowledges the pressure that Gazini is currently facing. As of now, Jonas is working hand-in-hand with Gazini's mentors from Kagandahang Flores, Cebu, to train the Cebuana beauty queen for the competition. He adds, now we're supporting her in everything that she does. She has upcoming photo shoots that we want to provide the best styling, the best makeup, and best hair. Everything should be given to her on a silver platter. She's Miss Universe Philippines. Ay, sarap naman. Wow. So, Gazini Ganados. That's our... She is Cebuano. So, she speaks Bisaya.
So, she can understand, like, some of us?
Yeah, she can understand you and me. Yes, awesome. So, good luck to her. I don't know when is Miss Universe. I think it's December, isn't it?
So, what's the point of doing Miss Universe?
What's the point of it? They do a lot of charity work when they win. All over the world,
So it's really useful?
Yeah, it's very useful. They have they called Beauty with a Purpose. So their crown, they, you know.
We've had quite a few Filipino Miss Universes.
Oh, very much so.
Yeah. In the past.
In the past, there's plenty. Mm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I think it is time to greet our listeners.
Yes.
You want to go first, Bailey? No. Go ahead.
Yes, please.
She's whispering and all. I am. Okay, Bailey, go ahead.
So we're doing greetings?
Yeah, greetings. What have you got there for us?
Okay, so happy birthday. Happy birthday to everybody celebrating their birthday and other occasions. Hello to my family here in New Zealand and around the world. Shout out to my friends. And if you are getting married or divorced, good luck, because the men are very competitive. Again, good luck, everyone. Oh, wait. And also, happy birthday to everyone again. And everyone at Samot Sari, hope you have a good and great birthday.
Yes. And how about you, Kiramay?
Happy birthday to everyone celebrating their birthday and other occasions. Shout out to my family here in New Zealand and around the world. Shout out to my friends, my dad and my brother and my mum, my cousin and my aunt and my granddad and my uncle boy.
Okay, you have a huge family, so
yes.
I'm just gonna stick away.
Yeah, you're just gonna stay away with that. Right, yes, and of course, para naman po sa akin, happy birthday po sa iyo kung birthday mo ngayon, and to all who will be celebrating birthdays in the next few days and who also already celebrated their birthdays in the last few days. I want to greet a special mention, Amelia Valentine, who's celebrating her birthday today, and she lives in Australia, Queensland.
Whoa, Queensland? Australia.
Yes, Queensland, Australia. And of course, to my other friend in Brisbane, Elsa Arnold, who will be celebrating her birthday on Tuesday. Happy birthday to this beautiful, true friend, gorgeous ladies. Ayan. And of course, congratulations din po sa lahat na nagsi-celebrate something special in their life. Sabi nga ni Bay, if you are getting married or you're getting a divorce, so good luck to you. But of course, if it's your anniversaries, new job, new partner, getting newfound self-confidence, kasi yun ang ano ang topic ng Bulilit News Report natin kanina, and promotions, and kahit waking up every morning, dapat po i-celebrate natin yan at ipagpagsalamat natin sa you know, sa ating may kapal. Ayan po. How about you, Shine?
Yep, from me, if you're celebrating a birthday this week or anything significant, if you're graduating from university, I've seen quite a lot of people here on the graduation robes, any of those, congratulations, happy birthday, happy anniversary, et cetera, et cetera. From me personally, I'd like to just wish my Lola Vine on my dad's side a happy 70th birthday. Her birthday was on Thursday.
Oh, wow. Happy 70th po.
And she is coming to visit me here in New Zealand soon. So hopefully, I'll spend some time with her. But awesome. Also, I would also like to acknowledge that my Lola Tita on my mom's side, it will be her one-year anniversary on this Tuesday as well. So if you, you know, please keep my family in your thoughts and prayers. So, you know.
Okay.
That's for me.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And yes, Kiramay, do you have to add something?
Yes, and tomorrow is Mama Ning's birthday.
Yay!
Yay! Should we all sing happy birthday?
I think we should.
Ready, set, go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday,
Mama Ning.
Mama Ning.
Happy birthday to you.
Hep, hep.
Hooray!
Hep, hep.
Hooray! Thank you. you for that. What a lovely, lovely girls you are. Yeah. And of course, thank you, Shine, also. You guys can sing. I can't sing, so I just shut up.
Also, happy birthday again to Amelia Valentine and Elsa Arnold.
Yes, that's my friends, yeah. Mama Ning's friends. And they, we, when they're here in New Zealand, we normally get together because, you know, my friend Amelia is 4, I'm 5, and Elsa is 6. So we get together and then we go celebrate
And
which is good. And of course, I think on Saturday, it's Granddad's birthday too. So
what are you doing for your birthday?
Me, I'm cooking for you guys.
You should be cooking for her.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll show you how to do it.
I'm like her assistant for cooking. So.
Yes.
What do you cook? What do you know how to
cook?
What
did we do?
Wontons.
Wonton soup. Yes.
Me and Atidata make apple pie.
Yeah.
Apple pie. Nice.
My favorite apple pie.
We make.
Yeah.
Please.
So we make lots of stuff. So
we know how to make hash browns.
We would be happy to cook for you.
Okay. Okay. We'll let you do that one day.
I'm gonna ask you on the radio next week if you did cook for her for her birthday. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, I trust you.
Okay. Well done. At least there is that eagerness to do something.
Yeah,
it's the thought that counts.
I feel like confident to do it.
Yes. So. Awesome. Good on you, Bailey. So thank you so much. Yes. And of course, I want to thank those beautiful ladies that came to last night. So they took me out in town and showed me dinner.
So what did you do there?
We went dancing in Sky City, of course. You got to dance. If it's about Trini's party, it has to be dancing. I can't just sit down and eat.
You dance for like...
all the time. Yes.
I can imagine you just dancing for 24/7 in your bedroom.
Not quite. I want to, but no. So that's very good. And we probably have another song, one more song, isn't it, Shine? Before we say our goodbyes, malapit na naman tayong magtatapos, but we can fit in another song for our
listeners.
Beautiful listeners.
Yeah.
Nitro
1+1.
Yes. Nakikita ko sa'yo kung gaano kakaganda. Ibang katangian, di ko na nabibilang ang iyong mga matang may dalang maleta sa iyong pagod at puyat, halatang halata. Lagi kong iniisip ang iyong kakaisip, ika'y nag-aalala tuwing ako ay wala. Huwag ka nang mabati pa lang ibang kapiling feeling mo lang yun, walang iba, ikaw pa rin. Perfect, thanks for me, you're just fine. Diba nobody is perfect, ang importante you're mine. May nilalaman ng puso, di kailangang ipilit. Ibig ng puso, you feel it, sa'yo 100 per minute. Lagi kong iniisip ang iyong kakaisip, ika'y nag-aalala tuwing ako ay wala. Huwag ka na mabati pa lang ibang kapiling feeling mo lang yun, walang iba, ikaw pa rin. Di na dinamika na iiyak, mina, minamahal naman kita. Diba tayo lang dalawa, 1+1 is 2.
Sa'yo ako pa talaga ang nagustuhan mo, o baka nilalaro mo ang feelings ko. Oh my pretty boy, hindi ako isang toy. Pretty boy, kapag ako'y tinitigan mo, halata ba na ako'y kinikilig sa'yo? Kahit kanyang nararamdaman, baka akala mo'y hindi ka na mahihirapan. Pati ang family ko, kailangan mong ligawan. Pretty boy, pwede chill ka lang, maaga pa, huwag kang mag-alala na baka nagsiselos ka pa? Pag may kausap ako at kasamang iba, sa gwapo mong yan at natakot ka pa, basta ugali mong mabuti ang ipapakita. Oh my pretty boy, ikaw na lang talaga. Pretty boy, pwede chill ka lang, maaga pa, huwag kang mag-alala na baka ikaw ay maagawan pa. Pretty boy, relax ka lang muna, di kita nalilimutin pa, dahil pretty boy, gusto na rin kita. Pretty boy, pwede chill ka lang, maaga pa, huwag kang mag-alala na baka ikaw ay
ayan, binigyan po namin kayo ng isa pang bonus track para naman po sulit na sulit talaga ang inyong pagsama sa amin ngayong hapon na ito. And of course, malapit na naman po tayong magtatapos. In Bisaya, manamilit na po kami kaninyong tanan. O sa kanunay, nagpasalamat sa inyong walang kahumanan nga pagsuporta sa atong programa sa radyo. Of course, ako si Manang Trini signing off saying, loving yourself and your family means looking after yourself first. Health is wealth po, huwag kalimutan. And bye for now until next week. But before I truly signed off, I will give the air to Kira May.
Salamat po sa inyong pagsunod sa amin sa radio. Ako po si Kira May. Hanggang sa muli. Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat.
Nice! How about you, Bailey?
So, we are drawing to a close on our weekly radio. Here is 104.6 winner.
for listening. And good evening to you all. And also, and enjoy the rest of the week. In behalf of Samasari, thank you for listening. And sorry if the bird's going to be here today. She was
busy with our community, as always. How about you, Shine?
Yep, from me. Yes, I hope you have a good week ahead of you. Best of luck if you've got anything important coming up. And always remember, invest in good relationships. Invest time in your friendships. And stay away from the screens as much as you can.
Yes.
And, you know, eat well, exercise, breathe in some fresh air.
Take care of your body. Absolutely. Exactly. And, of course, in behalf of our sponsors, Planet Earth Travel, GLM Foods and Butchery Limited, Wilson West, New Zealand Homelands Massey, Western Union Money Transfer at Salahat Lahat Po. And, of course, in behalf of our other broadcasters, Ati Jo, Kuya Cesar, and, of course, si Tita V na hindi nga nakapunta ngayong hapon na ito. Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat at maraming salamat. Ati Lulit, palagi po namin kayong babatiin sa radio po because ikaw po ang pinaka-loyal listeners namin dito sa Samutsari. And, of course, si Susan Shadwick din. Yeah. Hindi din kita makakalimutan, Susan Shadwick. You are such a good friend.
Yes.
And a friend to the radio.
And again, thank you for listening. We hope that you enjoy the rest of the week. And we'll see you next week.
Yes, and see you next Sunday.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Malaki mo, Pinoy. sa'yo'y mangyayari. Ang lagi mong iisipin, kayang-kayang gawin. Pinoy, ikaw ay Pinoy, ipakita sa mundo kung ano kaya mo. Ibang-iba
nakikipagay. Ipakilala yun.